A decade and a half ago, Hunter Higgins ran a full triathlon in the suburbs of New Orleans. Later that day, he had plans to go to Jazz Fest. Being a true New Orleanian, that seemed like an unnecessary separation of two things he liked. So he combined them and created the Jazz Fest Triathlon. Higgins got six friends together, and since they were planning to bike to Jazz Fest anyway, that solved one of the three legs.
The track is right there, 8 furlongs. We figured that'd be perfect, so we did that. And then we had to add a swim, and so that's where it gets a little tricky. So we decided to walk down by the Cabrini Bridge and swim across the water. That would complete our three events.
The Ironman Triathlon in Hawaii is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, followed by a full marathon. The Jazz Fest Triathlon has slightly different parameters.
It's about a 12-block bike. When we get to the run, it's 8 furlongs. And then the swim, I'd say it's about 50 yards.
Jacques Dufour is a friend of Higgins and has participated in almost all of the 16 Jazz Fest Triathlons. Like most of the 50 participants this year, he's sporting a costume. He's decked out in tight Hawaiian shorts, a bike courier cap, and the official Jazz Fest Triathlon t-shirt. It features Dr. John on a tricycle, Elton John on an ostrich, and Fats Domino riding a big wheels.
Included in registration is your official JFT jersey and your official JFT hat.
Yeah!
Dufour says the triathlon is a way for his local group of friends to reclaim Jazz Fest. Something that cost $5 when they were kids is now $70 at the gate. As prices went up, he says triathlon participants found cheaper ways inside.
It used to be that the horse stables, there was you could just go through the horse stables. There was also somebody's house that you would pay him like $5 and go through their window.
The triathlon starts at the steps of the New Orleans Museum of Art. The official starter is a tourist from Rhode Island named Jerry, who was plucked out of NOMA by the triathletes. Despite having no clue what's happening, Jerry owns the moment.
Riders!
Yes, sir!
What you are doing now,
yes, sir,
is for the benefit of art and humanity.
Yes.
On your mark!
Yes.
Get set! Go!
Everybody chugs a beer, and then they're off. Sort of.
Basically, it's like a motorcycle gang of joy, love and drunkenness, all the way to Jazz Fest.
The biking portion of the triathlon ends at the racetrack, and participants head in to hear some music.
Re-entry allowed only with WWOZ brands.
About an hour later, they convene at the Fay Dodo stage for a bit of a triathlon interlude. It's time to pay respects to one of their predecessors, Jack Veruso, otherwise known as Tutu Man for his history of running local road races in tutus. Veruso says years ago, he used to run around the mile racetrack with friends during Jazz Fest, until one year, security shut him down.
And if anybody runs this race again, you go to jail.
Shut him down.
Shut him down.
Now in his 60s, instead of running, Veruso blesses the triathlon with what he calls a watermelon sacrifice. He sings the ceremonial song.
Watermelon, watermelon, red to the Rhine. If you don't believe me, just pull down your blind. I sell it to the rich, I sell it to
a few minutes later, watermelon held high over his head, everybody joins it.
In that door, I said watermelon, watermelon, red to the Rhine. If you don't believe, pull down.
The watermelon comes crashing down on the ground and people grab a chunk to cool off. And then it's time for the running portion of the triathlon.
On your marks! Get ready! Set! Go!
Another shotgun start, meaning beers punctured with car keys and chugged, and they're off. Most participants are pretty inebriated by this point. Combine that with running on a sand track, and it's a slog of a race. But it ends with a lot of high fives and a bit of a crescendo. The reggae singer at the nearby Congo Square stage is singing a rendition of Andrea Bocelli. After many hugs, slaps, and Miller Lights, it's time for the last leg of the triathlon. Participants head by bike over to the Cabrini Bridge on Bayou St. John. As the sun begins to fade, a group of local fans have lined up with chairs and picnics to watch the grand finale. The racers strip down to a mixture of boxers, swimsuits, children's arm floaties, and one participant dons a large felt alligator mask. One by one, triathletes belly flop into the canal. While many complain that Jazz Fest has gotten too expensive and too mainstream, leave it to some locals to fight back with some tradition and some craziness. Nothing could be more New Orleans than that. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.